ועל כן ביום הכיפורים, שעוז אין להסוטון והסטרח רשום שליטה, כמו שאומר רבי סנזר, based on what we're learning here, you'll understand why on Yom Kippur, when the Sitra Achra has no power at all, they are out of business, they're shut down, as the Gemara says that the word Hasoton has a numerical value of 364, to show that 364 days a year, he's got power. There's one day a year that he doesn't, and that's Yom Kippur. Va'oz nizbatlin v'nizchaprin kol ha'avoynois sheheim nechoz mebchinas raglin. And that's when all of our sins, which are associated with the feet, as we said before, avoyna keva yisibene, the sin of the heel of my foot surrounds me. Remember we mentioned that again, the sins come as a result of the sitra achra being able to tackle the person, to grab him by his legs. So on Yom Kippur, all of these sins are being forgiven. All of these sins that are attached to the feet. Bebechinas, as the pasuk which we mentioned earlier, Avoin Akevai Yisubeni, the sins of the heel of my foot encircle me. Alkein Oz B'Yom HaKippurim Choltz Namenolim. Now you'll understand why on Yom Kippur we take off, we remove our shoes. We don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Because again, that's a day when the sitrach, we have no fear of the sitrach, or the sitrach is shut down on that day. They're not going near the feet. And our sins are eliminated. The sins which were associated with the feet. On Yom Kippur, all of those sins are being washed away. That's number one. That's a time. Now we go to a place, a location. V'chein bebeis hamikdash. The same thing is true inside the Beis Hamikdash, the Holy Temple. Sheshom Ikar Hadasanal. The Beis Hamikdash is the ultimate location of Makifin. That's where you have the highest level Das. The highest level rabbis sat in the Beis Hamikdash. The Sanhedrin Agdola, the Sanhedrin of 71 judges, who were the highest level knowledge. So the Beis Hamikdash, which has this high level Das and Makifin, Vishom Nishaprin Kol HaVoinois, and it's in the Beis Hamikdash that we achieve forgiveness for all of our sins. The time is Yom Kippur. The location is in the Beis Hamikdash. Al Yidei HaTmidin, through the Korban Tomids that were brought every single day in the morning and the evening, as we mentioned the previous year, the Tomid in the morning atones for any sins that the person did throughout the night, and the Tomid in the late day is the one that atones for the sins of the day. That's besides the sacrifices, the special sacrifices that are brought on Yom Kippur. Al kein shom gam kein choltzen hamenolim. That's why when you enter into the Beis Hamikdash, you remove your shoes. Kamo shom Rabbein Zal. As Rabbein Zal says, I'm sorry, as our rabbis tell us, that a Jew is not allowed to enter the Har HaBayis, the mountain on which the Beis Hamikdash was, not with his stick and not with his shoes. You remove the shoes. And this is also the command that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning thorn bush. Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, remove your shoes, because the earth that you're standing on is holy. Shoes are needed when the unholy has a potential to be effective. On Yom Kippur, the unholy is out of business, no shoes. In the Beis Hamikdash, the unholy is ineffective, no shoes. There we don't need a protection, these protective shoes, so that the klipoy should not draw. Ki hakoil kodesh, because in the Beis Hamikdash everything is, it's all holiness. That's by the snare, by the burning thorn bush. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need shoes because Hashem told him this entire site here is all holy. So to the Beis Hamikdash, so to Yom Kippur. Now we come to the opposite end of the spectrum. V'chein lehefech b'tishabov. And so too on the opposite end of the pendulum, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, Shenechrav HaBayis, which is the day during which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, V'Nistalik HaDas, the Beis HaMikdash was the center of Das. Destruction of Beis HaMikdash, the Das left. V'Chein Ovel U'Menuda, and so too, regarding a person who's sitting in mourning, Shenechaz Oz Sitra Demoisechas V'Shon, whereby the death has attached itself to this person. A Jew who is in mourning means death has struck that person's family. And so too a menuda, a person who has been excommunicated. An aspect of death, of the angel of death, has struck him, where he's cut off from the rest of the Jewish people. And the Das has left. Shehu HaChaim. Das is life. As we mentioned earlier, in the previous year, the Pasuk from Koheles, HaChochma Techaya. Chochma gives life to the person. Al Kain, Oz Tzrichin Gam Kain Lachloit Samenolim. That's why on Tisha B'Av, and when a person's in mourning, and when a person is in excommunication, they remove the shoes. Because since on Tisha B'Av the Beis HaMikdash went away, it means the Das went away. There's no Das on that day. And so to the Jew who is in mourning, who lost a close relative, also a package of Das has left. Therefore, no need for shoes. Sheheim nimshochem mimakifin anal, the shoes which draw their light from the makifin. V'gam ein tzorich ve'ein moyal in loy menolim. And so too, there's no need for, and shoes will not help on those days. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yeniv gam yoisech has v'sholm ayde menolim. The shoes can make the problem worse. The shoes can intensify the mourning and the excommunication and the Tisha B'Av. Why? Ki oz his gabrus hadinim chas v'shom. Because on Tisha B'Av, or when a Jew is in mourning, those are times of din, when the din, the judgment, is very powerful. Umizgabra sitra achroz chas v'shom. And that's when the sitra achro is very powerful. V'yuchlu linak gam mei hamenolim gam kein. So that if you were to put on shoes then, they could attack the shoes. They are so powerful on that day, on Tisha B'Av or in mourning, that they could attack. They could draw nourishment from the shoes. Avol mimenu biatzmoi, whereas from the person himself, yinikosa ma'uta ma'oid, their ability to draw energy at these times is very limited. Why? Ki hamoichin nistalkim imenu. Because on Tisha B'Av, we don't have moichin. We don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. And when a person is in mourning, until they bury, you know, they don't wear tefillin either there at first. Ve'ein lehem imalinoik. So there's nothing for the sitra achra to draw from. V'alkein osur b'divrei Torah. And this is why when a Jew is in mourning, or on Tisha B'Av, or when a Jew is excommunicated, he's not allowed to speak words of Torah. Vafilu bishilas sholem osur, not even allowed to greet somebody in the way that you would normally greet them. On Tisha B'Av, we do not say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We don't say shalom aleichem. We don't say those words. Ki hu tzorech lesalek oz hamoichin. Because the Jew on Tisha B'Av, or when he's in mourning or something like that, has to remove the moichin. V'levli lahamshich on klal, not to try to draw the moichin up upon himself, that light, that seichel. Afilu mashemuta lahamshich tomid, even those moichin, which throughout the rest of the year are accessible to us, they're not those makifin that we're not allowed to study. We're talking about regular knowledge, Gemara, Chumash, everything, which during the year it's a mitzvah to study. Achshav tzorech lesalek hakoel. Now on Tisha B'Av, or when the person is mourning, he has to remove all the moichin entirely, shelo yinku chas v'sholom, me'amoichin chas v'sholom, so that the sitra achra should not be able to draw energy and strength from those moichin. ki tamid she'ein mizgabrim kol kach. Because on irregular times, when the sitrach is not that strong, oz hamenolim maginim aleinu b'soyd hachashmal, then the shoes serve as a protection, like the light of a chashmal, which is a protection around the, you know, high level light. Aval oz ein loy menolim kanal. However, on these days, Tisha B'Av, you know, there are no shoes. The alkein osur lasei b'divrei Torah klal. And that's why we're also not allowed to study regular portions of Torah that do not relate directly to Tisha B'Av. And vafilu b'shilas shalom, even to greet somebody by saying shalom aleichem, you're not allowed to. Shehu shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word shalom is one of the names of Hashem, osur. It's forbidden at these times. V'chein osur ledaber klal. Not only that, but a mourner is not allowed to speak, period. He's not allowed to initiate any conversation. Ki ovel ein loy peh. Because a mourner does not have a mouth. Ki hadibur hu is galus hadas. Because as we learned earlier, what is the mouth? The mouth is what broadcasts the moichin, the das. There's a pasuk, mipiv das usvuna. From a person's mouth, we know what's in his brain. Va'oz also legali shum das klal. Whereas on Tisha B'Av, in mourning, you're not allowed to reveal any das at all. Afilu dibur bi'alma. We said the ofel has no das. That's why he has no dibur. And that's why during that time he's not allowed to reveal any das. Afilu dibur bi'alma, even regular discussions, mikol shkein she'ela shalom. For sure, to give a greeting, the usual greeting, shalom aleichem, to somebody, the mourner is not allowed to do that. And all of us, all Jews, do not do that on Tisha B'Av. Kedei shelo yinku mizeh chas v'shalom, so that the sitra achra should not be able to draw from the words, especially when we mention the name of Hashem, shalom aleichem. Va'oz tzorech lishtoik legamri. At these points in time, we have to be completely silent. Mourning, Tisha B'Av. V'hashtiko levad shomeres leitzei u'matzeles leitzei. And it's only the silence that serves to protect the person in that situation. With this, we'll be able to understand why the Torah tells us that when Nodav and Avihu were killed, when Hashem put them to death, their father Aaron HaKohen, what was his response? Silence. Because the sin of Nodav and Avihu was that they tried to go out of bounds. They looked past where they were allowed to. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, b'korvosom lefnei Hashem vayamusu. In their trying to come close to Hashem, they died. Shezel b'chinas pegam hashtika kanal. This implies that they violated, they were poigim in the silence. They didn't know when to be quiet. Shayidei zeh yecholen likonois lamokoyim shein tzrichen lichnois. When a person doesn't know when to be quiet, and when a person is trying to get too close to Hashem, a person can enter into a place we are not allowed to enter. Shehu b'chinas ribuy oyer, which is in the category of too much light. The person is trying to get more than they can handle. Shemishom nechas chas shom sitra demaisa. That gives the sitra achra the ability to draw power. V'alkein mesu Nodav Avihu ayidei zeh. And that's why Nodav and Avihu died in trying to come close to Hashem. Because we learned before, too much light gives the death the power, gives the sitra d'achra, the sitra d'moisa, strength. V'alkein hatikun hoyo al yedei hashtiko shel Aharon. And the correction for the mistake of Nodav and Avihu was their father's silence, Aaron HaKohen's silence. Bechinas vayidoy maharoin. Vayidei zeh zocho lahamshech makifin. By Aaron HaKohen being silent, when a person is silent, he's not talking, his brain is working, he's absorbing makifin. Ki bezchus zeh nisyached hadibur elov. Because as a reward for his silence, because Aaron HaKohen did not say anything against Hashem and anywhere in the thing, because of his silence, Hashem came to him and spoke to him individually instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. The next discussion, the next teaching that Hashem gave over to the Jewish people, Hashem approached Aaron HaKohen, not Moshe Rabbeinu. V'nemro loy parshas shtuye yayin. The next teaching, which was teaching the Jews that you're not allowed to enter in the Beit Hamikdash after you've drunk wine. It's not the Kohanim and not even the regular Jews. K'moy shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there, that this teaching was given by Hashem to Aharon HaKohen, not to Moshe Rabbeinu first, and then for Moshe Rabbeinu to Aharon HaKohen. Ki kol hamakifim shehim b'chinas hasogas hadas shehu ha-toira nimshochim b'chinas shtika. Because all makifin, which another word for makifin is an understanding, a high level understanding of Hashem, comes about through silence. Shehu b'chinas Moshe, which is the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehoyo b'chinas shtika. Moshe Rabbeinu was the silent one. B'chinas kvad peh, as the Torah describes him, as a mute, he couldn't speak. That's what gave him the ability to receive all of these makifin, all of this sechel from Hashem. Now we know there's a mission in Pirkei Avos that says v'loy habayshon lomed, that a shy person will not be able to study, because they'll be afraid to ask questions, they'll be afraid to be embarrassed that they're going to ask a silly question or something like that, etc. So the Torah warns, don't be bashful, ask. So a person will say, what's going on here? On one hand, you're telling me that in order to learn, I need to talk, I need to ask questions. Here you're telling me I need to be quiet, make up your mind. Which is it? The answer is the standard Jewish answer. It's both. It's both. There's a time, eis lachshos, there's a time to shut up. When the teacher wants to teach, when the teacher is in the middle of explaining something, and he knows that you don't understand it completely because he didn't finish explaining it. How could you possibly? And you want to ask questions, and he says, shut up, you're making me nuts. You're good. Then the person needs to know that's a time when your silence will help you achieve the makifin. There's a time when silence is needed in order to absorb knowledge. Two people can't, if the student and the teacher try talking at the same time, we know how that's going to work, right? So there's a time to be quiet, to absorb, when you're trying to receive the makifin. There's another time when the teaching is over, when the class has come to a finish, and a person is still left with questions, then it's a time to speak. Then the only way he will get his answers, his questions answered sometimes, is if he asks the question.